Today is Tuesday, May 25th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I was complaining about the hotel technology when we last met. I want to spend a little bit more time on that because it really drives me crazy. So this Marriott app, now granted, I do not have the Marriott app. I am not, to my knowledge, I am not a Marriott member. I may have signed up at some point and not realize it, but to my knowledge, I'm not. So when we stay at a Marriott, Mark books it and he does all this stuff on his app and, you know, whatever. But they have, it says, use your phone as a key. And it also says you can check in using the app. Well, I would have thought, especially during COVID, checking in with the app would mean you say, boom, I'm here. You know, you click a little check-in button. I mean, for instance, when we go to McDonald's and we've ordered food at McDonald's on their app, when we drive up to the McDonald's, the app goes, oh, you're here. Tell me how you want to pick up the food. And we're like, oh, we want to go through the drive-thru. And it says, great, here's your code. Or we say, oh, no, we want to do curbside. And it says, okay, great, what parking space are you in? It knows we're there. Why this hotel that's had an app for many years, 2 or 3 years at least, Mark has had this app available. Why they don't know when you're there, you know. So anyway, he clicks check-in. So it says, oh, you can check in now. So he clicks check-in or whatever you have to click, and it does not give him a room number. It says, great, you're checked in, but it doesn't give him a room number. It doesn't turn on any, you know, use your phone as a key feature. It doesn't do any of that. He still has to go to the person and check in again. So I want to know what the point of checking in on the phone is, first of all. But also, I would think that it would say, oh, great, we've checked you in. You're not here yet. We're not going to give you the room number, the key, but great, you know, you've checked in. We know it's same day or whatever. We know you're coming, yada, yada, yada. And then when you arrive in the lobby or whatever, your phone would know you were there and it would say, oh, you're here. Would you like us to assign your room and turn on your key and all that? And you click a little button on your phone and boom, it's all done. No, it seems so pointless to me. I want to know what the point of checking in is if you still have to go up to the desk and check in again. It doesn't make any sense to me at all. So we check in and they didn't have the drinks that I want. I already talked about this, but the vending machine, we go back downstairs and I say, is there any way we can buy a drink? Room service is already closed. The gift shop is closed. And I know they're probably short staffed because of COVID. They probably had to reduce the staff and all that. And so they're not leaving any of that stuff open, but it was very inconvenient, very inconvenient. So anyway, I was able to go to a different vending machine and find something that was only marginally acceptable. I don't even remember what it was. Oh, I had to get a regular Mountain Dew. It wasn't diet because they didn't have diet Mountain Dew, but they did have a Pepsi machine on a different floor. So I got a Mountain Dew, but it was so, man. Non-diet drinks, after you've been drinking diet drinks for 20 years of your life or whatever, non-diet drinks are so syrupy. It is like the texture is like you can actually, sorry for those of you who don't like mouth noises, but you can actually feel a viscosity to what you're drinking. They're so sugary. I remember my mom used to make sweet tea when I was growing up, and she would put so much sugar in it that sometimes it would almost feel syrupy when you would drink it because there was just so much sugar. And that is the way this Mountain Dew tasted. It tasted like they had literally poured some, I don't know, grapefruit syrup in a bottle with some carbonation. It was, I don't know, it's not disgusting, but it is so sweet and so viscous. So we basically just went to bed. So the next day, Mark needed to do his, the whole reason we were going is because he was going to do his passport. I can't think. And so anyway, we got up and I decided, oh, let's do brunch because we were in a new place. Well, not new, but we were in a place that we're not usually. And I thought, well, let's do a restaurant. Let's not just eat in the hotel. And so we got up, got ready, and I found a place called Snooze AM. And I think it's, you know, there have been a lot of these breakfast chains that have popped up over the last few years. We have a place called the Buttered Biscuit here in town that has three or four. I think they are local, but they're a new brunch type place. They focus on breakfast and brunch. And also we have this, the Egg and I. I don't know if it's new, but I've seen that all around the past couple of years. There are many other ones and I can't think of the names of them, but this seems to be one of those where it's a brunch place and they serve cocktails and, you know, all of that kind of good stuff. And so what we decided is we were going to go there. Get a cocktail and have brunch. I didn't actually get a cocktail, but they had a watermelon juice. So I got watermelon juice. It was like a mixture of actually watermelon and lemon, but it was a fresh squeezed. I don't know how you squeeze a watermelon, but whatever. It was good. And then Mark did get a mimosa. He got I think it was a strawberry mimosa, actually. And we're beginning to act like older couples because food there, when we order an entree, it will be too much for both of us. And so we're like, oh, well, let's just order one entree and we'll share. And that always used to bother me so much when couples would do that. I'd be like, oh my God, just get your own food. But we do that now. But one of the main reasons we do it is because we both really like to try a variety of foods. I think one of our favorite things to do is either a chef's tasting menu where they just keep bringing out stuff that the chef is recommending and you get 4, 5, 6 courses. So you try a big, you know, variety of the menu. Or we really like tapas where they'll bring out the small, you can order, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 small plates. And you get to taste a little bit of everything. So we really like that. Or sometimes we'll just order appetizers, but we'll order several so we can try several different things. Well, one other thing we'll do is if that's not an option or it's not, they don't have small plates or appetizers that are interesting, sometimes we'll order 2 entrees, but we'll split the entree and we'll share both of them so that we both get to try multiple things. So they had a flight of pancakes, and it was 3 different pancakes. There was a pineapple pancake, pineapple upside down cake pancake, a blueberry cheesecake pancake, and a sweet potato maple or something. So we got that, and then because I like to have something sweet with my brunch, and then we got an egg. They called it an egg pot pie, but it was really a puff pastry with an egg on top of it with white country gravy. It was actually a puff pastry with country gravy on it and then an egg perched on top. And so we got that, and I think that had hash browns on the side, and then we had the pancakes, and we just split everything right down the middle, and they brought us extra plates, and we, you know, shared. And that was really good. I really enjoyed it. It was really good. And then we went back to the hotel because he needed to go and do his passport stuff. So he had picked the hotel mainly because it was within walking distance of the passport of the embassy. So I went back to the room and he went back to the room, and I think he had to change his shirt because they required a collared shirt, I think, for his passport. And so he walked. I stayed in the room, but then I decided I was going to go look and see what the swimming pool looked like. And so I went down, and it was, you know, it wasn't a fancy resort pool, but one thing that was really cool about it is it was indoor, outdoor. So the pool was indoor, but then there was a little tunnel that tunneled under the water and went to the outdoors. And so I wanted to try that. I wanted to swim and try that. But anyway, I just kind of hung out at the pool for a little bit and played on my phone. And then eventually I went back to the room and just watched some TV while I was waiting on him. And then he came back. I think it only took him maybe an hour or something like that. And he came back and we decided we were going to do a Filipino restaurant for dinner. And I'll end it there. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.